Okay, we'll move along to Colorado Coach Ted Boyle. Coach is online. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. Your first question comes from Percy Allen, Seattle Times.
Hi there. Hey, I'm just wondering, how are you going to handle the travel this week? Are you planning to go back and forth, or are you guys going to just head up this way and stay here?
Percy, we're bringing our academic counselor. Our semester just started, so she's going to be traveling with us. We're going to stay on the road. The 8:30 tip-off on Wednesday night was kind of the deal breaker there. I mean, it's such a late game, and then, you know, if we fly back, it's a 2.5-hour flight, plus we lose an hour. I mean, it's 3:30, 4 in the morning before our guys are in bed, and then, you know, classes start at 8. So it's I mean, we're just not going to do it. We're going to stay on the road and try to get some homework done and some study hall work done while we're on the road and try to keep our minds and bodies fresh.
Is this trip to Washington one of the tougher road trips? And it's and particularly just because of where these schools are located. I mean, obviously they're tough on the court as well, but just that part of just getting here.
Yeah, I think, you know, you look at any other trip, you know, you go to L.A., you don't have to get on a plane between games, same with the Bay Area and even the Oregon schools, you don't, Arizona schools, you can bus between. So, yeah, this is the one where you have to get an airplane between games. Again, every trip we have this year is either Wednesday, Saturday, or Thursday, Sunday, so we have an extra day on the road every time we travel in the Pac-12 other than our travel partner Utah this year. So, again, that's just the way the schedule works out. I don't know if that's a positive or a negative. I know it's a negative when school's in session because it's an extra day of missed class time. But, again, we'll try to prepare for that on the front end and handle it, and we're prepared to do so.
Yeah. Hey, and just have you guys gotten over that sort of heartbreaking defeat against Arizona?
Yeah, I mean, we've moved on. I'm not sure you ever get over something like that. It's kind of like the NCAA tournament snub we took 2 years ago with this program. I'm not sure you ever get over that, but you move on from it, and we have, and our players have, our coaches have, and, you know, we're moving forward. But that's something that's going to come up, you know, as this conference race kicks into gear. I mean, that's going to be one you always see. There's always one or two games you look back on saying, what if, and obviously that's going to be one for us, but nothing we can do about it. We're just going to move on and take it like men.
All right, Coach. Thank you.
Yep.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. Your next question comes from Doug Holler, the Arizona Republic.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about a player that you guys have played against. Arizona State's Carrick Felix has put together some pretty good defensive performances, and it seemed like he had a pretty good one against you guys back in Tempe. Did you notice anything about him that makes him good on that end of the floor?
Yeah, he, we got a pretty special player in Andre Robertson, and Carrick Felix had a big-time block shot come from behind Andre. Andre's not a guy that it's easy to catch up to because of his length and athleticism going to the basket, but Carrick Felix blocked his shot at the rim and kind of came out of nowhere. He's playing at a high, high level, and I know, the Carson kid is obviously a special player, and he's had a great freshman year. But I think if there's a underrated player in our league, there's a lot of underrated players in our league, but, Carrick Felix would be towards the top of that list, in my opinion, what he does for that team on both ends of the floor. He does a great job defensively, and obviously he's making some shots. And reminds me of, a couple of our seniors that we had last year. They're just playing at a high level. He just wants to win games for his team, and he's playing like it.
Thanks, Dad.
Yep.
You asked a question, press star 1.
We'll make another sweep for questions. Any questions for Coach?
There are no questions at this time.
Okay, perfect. Tad, thanks for your time today. Good luck this weekend.
No problem, David. Take care.
All right. Yep.